Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I am diving into hiding, this energy of hiding, such an interesting place this energy of hiding is. So are you hiding? And who or what are you hiding from? Are you hiding your magic capacities? Exactly what is it that's keeping you hidden? Yeah, it's really interesting thing. So today we're going to really look at these energies and paradigms around hiding or even being hidden, as those energies are actually two completely different things, and really see what we can shift within that. What is truly keeping us from being seen, heard, felt, and even really being our magical self, right? What is it that's keeping us hidden? You know, I think that being a sensitive person like I am, and probably like each and every one of you are, we're aware of how much of really truly who we are that we don't have access to, right? And it's been interesting because I really started looking at this energy of hiding or even being hidden recently, really diving into it even for my own life. I recently had experience, because I don't really know what else it would be really called, but basically I had someone who passed away, that I learned had passed away, and this person was a very fundamental piece of my childhood, and I wouldn't necessarily say this person was a fundamental piece of my childhood in a good way, and I wouldn't really say it was a bad way either, but it was definitely something I experienced, right? And basically what it boils down to is a majority of my childhood I spent with this person, and this person was abusive in pretty much every way, shape, or form that you can imagine, okay? And when I learned, I haven't spoken to this person in probably 20 years, and when I learned of this person's passing, it really brought up some interesting awarenesses for me, because it started to really kind of ignite these different energies inside of me that I don't think I've had access to in a really long time. And I think that's the main thing around this paradigm of hiding or even things being hidden from you. Like if something has been taken from you and hidden from you, let's say at a very young age, you don't even really necessarily realize that you're missing it, right? And that was kind of what had happened to me. Like I had all these awarenesses about these things that I gave up in this situation, you know, especially when you go through an abusive situation. And if you've ever been in an abusive situation, you know that there's a lot of energy that you put into, you know, just trying to escape the abusive situation, right? And I actually did a show, I don't remember how long ago it was now, I guess it was a while ago, where I talked with someone, and we shared our stories about where we gave up our power, where we said, you know, if this situation can stop, I will never, you know, da 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 da, right? And that's kind of where I went in the abusive situation was, you know, if the abuse will stop, then I promise to never step into the full capacities of who I am. Or I remember actually having those words come out of my mouth. And I don't know who I was bargaining with, but I can remember begging and pleading, you know, please, if the abuse will stop, I will, you know, never be the true space of me. I will, you know, give up parts and pieces of me. I will never be as magical as I truly am. I remember having those exact words leave my mouth. And one of the things I really get from the passing of that is there's all of these places that have been hidden from me. Whether it was a self-invoked hidden, right? Whether it was something I agreed to, or even something that I wasn't allowed to be, right? Maybe I was too magical. Maybe I was too brilliant. Maybe I was too, all kinds of things, right? And so I decided it would be better, be easier to just turn that off, to just tuck that away. And whether it was even this lifetime or if it was, you know, many lifetimes ago, I mean, I think we can all identify with being a witch of some sort, right? Or a sorcerer, or a medicine doctor, right? I mean, if we look at all the lifetimes we've been around, and maybe even all of the times we were made wrong for using our magic capacities, for using the magic of the earth, for connecting within all of these paradigms of magic that you weren't allowed to be. And I had this one session one time, this past life regression. And in this past life regression, there was this image of me, and I had this cloak on, right? And I had my face covered, and I was hiding in this village, and I was hiding from those that were angry about what I had done. And I remember the pure fear of, they can't find me, because if they find me, they will kill me. I mean, how many lifetimes did we live with that fear of being found out? And how many times a day are you even living with that? I mean, I work with people all the time, and that energy of always being kind of scared that you're going to be found out, even though you don't even really have any idea what you're scared of, right? And I remember this energy I used to have as well when I first started this work. You know, it was like every time I'd see a police officer, I'd go into like, oh my gosh, you know, and I'm like, I'm not even doing anything wrong. Why in the world am I scared of the police officer? And I think what's even deeper in that, I don't think that fear around police officers really started until my teens, but you know, growing up, I had family members who were police officers. I actually had a family member who was chief of police in a town in the state I live in, and to think that I was scared of that, like, what is that? Yeah, I feel that energy around that, and I know that, like, oftentimes I work with people and they still have different, you know, energies around being scared that they're going to get caught, being scared that they're going to be, found out. And they're like, I don't even know what I think people are going to find out about, but I have this internal fear about it. And I get it, because I've been there too. So if that's something that you have had as well, today we're going to kind of dive into these energies. I'm actually spending a lot of time, I think I'm going to spend the whole month of July recording audios right now about being hidden. Putting them in my new membership portal on Expand Your Reality Institute. It's www.expandyourrealityinstitute.com. And in the institute, there's going to be all kinds of different audios about being hidden. Right now, there's an audio in there about what is keeping you hidden, and then there's one about who is keeping you hidden. And these are just really deep clearings to really get to that space and those paradigms and those energies of where you, number one, aligned and agreed, resisted or reacted to the energy of hiding, right? Defended for or against the energy of hiding, because that alone can keep you hidden, just that polarity against it or for it. And then there's just really kind of some deep clearings on really looking at what is it that is keeping me hidden. And if I can find all the paradigms around what it is, right, I can clear those out, and then I can really look at who is keeping me hidden, so I can clear those out as well. So those, there's two audios in there right now. There's more and more. All this month I'm going to be adding more and more audios around this energy of hiding and hidden, and really even looking at where are you hiding your magic capacities, right? Oh, and what are you keeping them hidden from? Because that is just, yeah, such an interesting thing that we have agreed to, or we have decided to do to keep ourselves safe. And it's time, you guys. It's time to ignite our magical capacities. And, you know, I'm doing this show today, and today this show is originally airing on July 4th. No, actually, I'm sorry. It's July 3rd. Today's July 3rd. Tomorrow will be July 4th. And I thought, you know, looking at this energy of hiding, and even looking at this energy of magic, what a great time to do this, but to do this right around the 4th of July, right? When everyone kind of, I wouldn't really say it's necessarily the magicalist, right? Because obviously Halloween's way more magical than the 4th of July, but just even really where everyone's celebrating the freedom, at least in the United States. If you're not in the United States, I know you do these days on different times, but celebrating freedom and really looking at the freedom from being hidden, right? And how much more space and how much more possibility you would have in your life if you weren't hiding your magical capacities, if you weren't hiding from people, if you weren't hiding from things, if you weren't hiding from even yourself. Yeah, there's a lot of energy there, isn't there? So let's go ahead. We haven't even expanded out yet. So let's go ahead and put our barriers down. Our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down, our barriers down. And nice deep breath. Let's go ahead and expand out. If you've never expanded before, basically we're just going to expand the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. So we're just going to, we're not expanding your body, just your being. So go ahead and take some nice deep breaths, and we're just going to expand out. Make yourself as big as the room that you're in. Go all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the building that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the city that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And all we're doing here is expanding out the energy, space, and consciousness of who we be. Listening to my voice. I know there's already a lot of vortexing going on from just what we've been talking about. So it's kind of like, ooh, it's adding an interesting energy. Let's go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the planet that we're on, as big as planet Earth. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. Nice deep breath. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the universe and the multiverse, multiple universes. Times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. Times that by a million, all the way out to the space of who you be. Yeah, as the infinite being that you be. Awesome. Let's just clear some of this energy here, because there's just a lot of stuff floating around. So everything, all of this is And all of that, 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 all of that. All we're going to do here is we're just going to choose to remove all of that from all of our universes. And we're just going to choose that now. Just say, I choose that now. I'm just going to vaporize, 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 vaporize. And all we're really doing here is we're just breaking up all of this energy. So whenever you talk about something, you basically are bringing that energy up into the energy space and consciousness of who you be. And so when we clear, we just expand it out to the infinite being that you be, right? And within that infinite being is all of the belief systems, all the points of views, everything you've ever decided in any lifetime is all stored within the energy space and consciousness of who you be. So when we expand out, we get into that true space of the energy space and consciousness of who you be. And when we clear, we actually release the energies that you have solidified within the energy space and consciousness of who you be. Whether it's ideas, points of views, places where you've agreed and aligned with something, whatever it is. Basically, by clearing those out, what you're actually doing is just giving yourself more space to have choice and possibilities in your life. Nothing that you clear out or release really, truly is going to stop you from moving forward. If you're never going to clear or release something that you need, because the truth is you just have choice now. So you can always invoke whatever you would like back, and you can have really truly anything that you desire when you don't have a solidified point of view about it. Yeah. So really looking at this energy of being hidden or hiding, I just want you to really feel this for a moment here. So when we look at who or what is keeping you hidden. Yeah, I just want you to feel all that. Just feel all of that, 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 all of that. Wow, you feel all that? That's a lot of energy. Everything, all of that is. And all of that, all of that, all of that. All of that, all of that, all of that, all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Just going to vortex that all the way through for a moment here, all the way through for a moment here, all the way through for a moment here. You know, I think within this paradigm of hiding, I think probably one of the most important things to remember about hiding or even being hidden is a majority of us hid to be safe, right? And what happens when you feel unsafe? You invoke lots of things. Whenever you feel unsafe and you feel really scared, you will invoke lots of energies to protect you. I mean, that's common practice. I mean, how many times have you been scared in your life and you've asked for help, right? When you're scared, we ask for help. I mean, that's just human nature, right? And what has happened within those paradigms of asking for help is we have invoked different energies. Now, you know, we do live in an ask and receive universe, right? This is an ask and receive universe. So when you ask for help, help comes to you. Now, again, I'm going to go back to, I know from when I was young and I asked for help, I specifically stated, I will give away my power. I will never be truly the most powerful being I can be, right? If you help me with this. And what that actually did was, when we do things like that, is that actually gives your power over to something else, whether it's an angel or a being or there's so many different things within this reality that can hold on to, and they're not necessarily doing it out of unkindness, right? But when, again, this is an ask and receive universe. And so when you ask for something and you state something out loud, you really truly do invoke the energy of that. So when I look at like who or what is keeping you hidden, it's like a lot of the places where we have hide, where we've hid ourselves, where we have went into hiding, it's not that something or someone has came in and taken over our power. It's really more of this energy where we truly got to this space of being scared or being fearful, whether it was in this lifetime or, you know, 10 lifetimes ago, and we gave away our power. Yeah, and everything, all of that is right there. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, for a majority of my life, I can always remember feeling this feeling of like I'm missing something. I just had a conversation with somebody the other day, and she was talking about how she had this dream, and it was one of those like really familiar dreams where it's like you wake up and you feel this familiarity about where you just were in your dream, but you can't remember any of it. You know, it's like remembering this magical space of you, this place where life wasn't so hard, it wasn't so heavy, it wasn't so overwhelming. Yeah, I'm just going to bring you more into that, more into that, more into that, more into that, and everything, all of that is, and everything in the way of that right there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Can we just choose to remove all of that right there from all of universes, and can we just choose that now? All the way out, and all the way out, and all the way out, and all the way out. Let's just release that a little bit more, 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 a little bit more. And everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. And I think that also too, there's this energy of fear again around like even looking at what's keeping you hidden, because it feels really scary. And you know, one of the things I'm aware of around this energy of fear or scary is again, when you've been in places or in times in this reality where you have been scared and you've asked for help, and you've, especially if you've made some kind of a bargain or some kind of a deal, right? What actually ends up happening is you invoke the energy of something to protect you. Right? So when I get really scared or I get in a situation, I'm going to go even with abuse, right? And I'm going through like an abusive time. And I pray and beg and plead with, you know, please protect me, protect those around me. I will do anything to have this protection. I will, you know, give up capacities of me. I will whatever. And you make these bargains, right? Then what happens is the universe invokes like a demon. Okay, now what a demon is not the thing that we have seen on TV. I mean, it might be the exact same energy of that, which is partly why it is so scary, right? Because what a demon does is a demon protects you. Now, essentially, a demon can invoke these demons to essentially protect you from yourself, which is interesting, right? Because especially if you say, you know, protect me from this and I will never step into my capacities again. And then you, because it's an ask and receive universe, the universe sends you this energy of a demon. And what a demon does is a demon comes into the energy space and consciousness of you, and it it plants itself wherever, whatever you were talking about, whatever capacities, whatever, right? It plants itself within that space. And so whenever you start to get close to that space, you start to feel this energy of fear, because essentially a demon is protecting you, right? And a demon may be that scary energy because it's protecting you. And so what do we do when we perceive something that's scary, right? We shy away from it. You know, you go, oh, that's scary. I don't want to get too close to it. It feels scary. It feels, weird. It feels like I'm going to get harmed if I get too close to it. And that's because that's the energy that you are perceiving. Yeah, just look at that for a moment. So what if that energy of fear isn't really necessarily that it's protecting something, okay? And in order to protect something, it kind of has to have that scary energy of like, you know, don't come close to this, kind of like the grumpy old troll under the bridge, right? Don't come close to this, or, you know, you'll get into trouble. And it's protecting that energy. That's all it's doing. It's protecting it. Yeah. Let's just feel that for a moment. So when you get close to a demon energy, it has that fear around it. It has that scary feeling. But what that demon is actually doing is it's just protecting certain elements of your being. And unfortunately, oftentimes protecting it from yourself. Yeah, and all of the, let's just look at all of the demons in and around all of this for you. And what we're going to do is we're just going to point out all those demons. And basically, when we look at a demon, all we have to do with a demon to actually clear it is just really point it out. And everything that you said you would do for them and everything that they said they would do for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Yes. And we're just going to banish, vanquish, 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 banish, vanquish. You feel all that fear around? It's like, oh no, don't do that. That's scary. This really isn't anything scary, you guys. That scary energy is coming off the demon energy because it's something that you agreed to keep hidden from yourself. Yeah, that right there. And everything you said you would do for them and everything they said they would do for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? In vaporize, 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 banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish, banish, vanquish. Now, to basically get these demons gone for good, all you have to do is say, I'm just going to kind of follow that all the way through. All you have to do is just repeat here. I'm just going to pull that through for one moment. All we have to do here is just really look at return to from whence you came, never to return to you, your bodies, your dimensions, your realities, your universes ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to you, your bodies, your dimensions, your realities, your universes ever again. Return to from whence you came, never to return to you, your bodies, your dimensions, your realities, your universes ever again. Yeah, we're just going to lift that all the way up, all the way up. And I know that it can really feel scary to really look at like the demons or like the entities within the energy space and consciousness of who you be. Because again, they have this energy of fear around them because you invoked them. You invited them in there to protect you. And that's exactly what they are doing. And so I get that it can feel scary when you first start looking at these. But when you really truly dive into looking at these energies, they really truly open your life up in a completely different way because they really release you from these places where, again, you've been hiding from yourself, you have kept capacities hidden. And, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned in this work is when you have more space of you, when you have more access to who you be, everything changes. So with all of that being said, yeah, there's a lot of energy going on here. Lots of vortexing. We're going to go ahead and take a break here today. and really kind of give this a little bit of time to kind of vortex all the way through. And when we come back, we are going to dive back into this energy of hiding and really keep clearing here. So I will see you back here in just a moment.
Set an open course for the virgin sea. Cause I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain. So climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore. And I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on. We had, we lived happily forever, so the story goes, but somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try.
Gathering of angels appeared above my head.
And we're back. Looking at this energy today of who or what is keeping you hidden. Yeah, everything, all of that is right there. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. I think we're in a time right now more than ever where we're all feeling this kind of this inner yearning of just really feeling like this reality is really flat, right? Like feeling this deep inner restless of, you know, I can't continue to exist here if this is how life is going to be. And I think we're all feeling that on some level, some more than others. I mean, you guys, we're in a time right now. I mean, it's again, July 3rd, right? Not the 4th, 2019. And I mean, we are having massive transformations all over this planet. Things are transforming. Things are coming to light that have never been to light before. People are choosing to leave in droves, right? Whether they're dying, their bodies are dying naturally, or even, I mean, I don't know anybody in my personal circle that has not been touched by even suicide. We're in such interesting times where people are feeling so over this reality as it is. And for me, this work is really, really, truly diving into releasing ourselves from these places where we have given our power away is truly been, I would say, the most important thing that I have found. You know, when you really get real about releasing yourself from these places, from these spaces where you are not able to show up as who you are, changes everything. You know, it's so hard for me to explain this work. It's really more of something that is felt, right? Because when you start unlocking these paradigms and these places and these spaces where you've been locked up and limited, even if it's this paradigm of being hidden, or it's places and spaces where you are, you know, looping in emotional overwhelm, or it's places or spaces where you're looping in, you know, a different emotion, whether it be guilt, blame, shame, whatever, or even in money issues. I mean, it goes so far and so deep. And you know, you guys, we have been in this reality playing in these limitations for a really long time. And now we have the access to change this. So if you're feeling hopeless right now, if you're feeling this energy of my life is never going to change, it's never going to get better, I'm never ever going to be able to accomplish what I want to accomplish, and you're just feeling the heaviness and the burden of this world, please, 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 if I can invite you, I'm going to say invite you into anything, it's the possibility that you can change those feelings. You 150,000% can change this. That is exactly why I have the Expand Your Reality Institute at www.expandyourrealityinstitute.com. This is why I'm doing this membership program. It's only $36 a month, you guys, and you can access recordings that literally will shift and change the space that you're in and give you more space to be able to show up as who you are. And when you have more space of you, everything gets easier. Your life gets easier. And if you've been listening to this show for a while and you think, oh my gosh, you know, I've already gotten so much change, I'm already feeling so much better, I'm going to tell you right now that the portal has so many more deeper clearings around. I mean, right now there's probably, I don't even know, there's over 50 hours for sure, if not probably closer to 100 hours of audio in there that you can listen to while you're driving, while you're getting ready, while you're sleeping, and are really truly going to change the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be and really truly give you more space to be able to show up in this reality. You know, I'm talking about these energies of hidden, and I can feel so many of these weird energies coming up of like, oh, don't look at that, don't look at that, don't look at that, don't listen to that. Okay, because those are the things that are keeping you locked up and limited. And, you know, doing this show on the radio is really, I'm going to say it's a risk for me, because I get that there are going to be people who have so many beings, doings, and others within their field that are really truly keeping them, stopping them from really looking at this. Because what happens when you release all of those beings, all of those things that you've given your power over, they no longer have power over you as well. And, you know, a lot of these beings are actually using your capacities in some way, shape, or form to ignite their own life. And when you release them, they no longer can use you. Number one, they can no longer manipulate, control, and dominate you, which I know is a weird concept, but it is something that I dive a lot into in my group program. If you want to dive into that, that's really something I dive into in my group program. And we really kind of go into that space and really look at all of that. And it's really amazing what changes in your life when you realize that, you know, this is your universe, you have power and control over it. No one gets to decide. And you get to really look at, even within this paradigm of being hidden, right? You get to really look at like, you know, where am I hiding from myself? And what things are keeping me hidden from myself, so I can really truly have the control and power within my universe to make all my own decisions. You know, if you've ever felt powerless in your reality, if you've ever felt like you have no choice, what if that really truly isn't you? Yeah, everything, all of that is all of that, 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 all of that. There we go. Let's just put that all the way down, all the way down. Everything, all of that is, that's up. Everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, and going back to this energy of even hiding things to keep you safe, you know, if you start moving stuff around, there does come up a lot of energy of fear, right? Because again, you have these energies where you've invoked things to keep you safe. So what is everything you've decided to hide, and where's everything hiding you to keep you safe? Ooh, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Vortex that all the way out and all the way down and all the way out and all the way down and all the way out and all the way down. Let's just untangle all of that. Yeah, and give you more space of you, more space of you, more space of you, more space of you. Yeah, nice deep breath. So in a lot of my personal stuff and a lot of my personal coaching and even in the group coaching, you know, we start really talking about these big ideas of what's going on here in this reality and really what is keeping you locked up and limited. And so going in line with that, I do get that it is time to start really even talking about that on air. So I'm super excited to announce here shortly, within the next couple weeks, I'm going to be launching another radio show that is going to really be more of like a thought-provoking radio show. It's going to be called Conscious Thoughts, and it is starting. We don't have a definitive date. I do believe it's probably going to be next Friday. I'm going to keep everyone posted. I know it's kind of last minute, but I think that the date on that is going to be July 12th, 2019. And this Conscious Thoughts is going to air on Fridays on Cosmic Reality Radio and Alternative Reality Radio. And also there will be a podcast as well. And the conscious thoughts, what we're going to really be focusing on there is just really looking at these big concepts. The first week, each week, I should say, we're going to be looking at big concepts. We're going to be really kind of diving into what our personal points of view is, because it's not just going to be me on Conscious Thoughts. I'm also going to have a co-host. Her name is Janine Fleck. And me and Janine are going to be talking about these bigger concepts and really looking at ways to have these, to exist here, I guess, in this reality, in the consciousness realm. And not that any of our views are necessarily right or wrong, but really just really looking at how can we look at all this with consciousness, and how can we really, what can we be aware of to really go beyond the solidity in this reality? Yeah. So I am going to start diving into a lot of these bigger concepts within the Conscious Thoughts radio show. And really bringing new awarenesses within that, within the Conscious Thoughts paradigm. So having a co-host is really going to be fun for me to, instead of doing the show by myself, because I never really know where we're going within this. I try to just kind of follow the energy and the Expand Your Reality. And it is fun to have guests as well. And I do have guests lined up. I do like to still do some shows by myself as well, though. So, but if you would like to be a guest and you would like to be on Expand Your Reality, I'm not really sure what we're going to be doing with Conscious Thoughts yet. It's all kind of getting created right now, but if you would like to be on Expand Your Reality, you can always get on my website, www.jamie-bates.com, and that's jamie-bates.com, and get on there and send me a message and let me know that you want to be on Expand Your Reality. I do have guests lined up here and there. I'm trying to do kind of a personal show, a guest show, kind of alternating here and there. I know, I think last week I did a personalized show by myself as well. But I'm trying to kind of put them so they're not back to back with guests as well. So if you have something you would like to talk about, please message me and let me know and we can dive into it. So let's go back to, what is everything you've decided to hide to keep you safe? Yeah, and everything, all of that is, all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. There is definitely a lot of energy here that doesn't want us to look at what is hiding. Isn't that interesting? I think I'm going all over the place more than I normally do. And that, again, that is all of that energy that is against looking at this energy of what is keeping us hiding. Yeah, so we're just going to vortex that through. Vortex that through. So when we look at this, and we look at these paradigms of where you have things hidden, I want to look at for a moment here. So what are all the capacities of you? Okay, so I want you to really feel this for a moment. What are all the capacities of you that are hidden that you cannot access? Wow, just feel that for a moment. I just want you to bring that all the way up and all the way up and all the way up and all the way up. And everything in the way of that, all 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 of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Vortex that all the way through. And all the way through, and all the way through, and all the way through. I'm going to ask that again. Where are all the capacities of you that are hidden that you cannot access? I want you to look at all of that. You see all of those spaces of you. Now, what I want you to look at here is, where's all the walls, barriers, veils, everything that is preventing you from accessing those capacities of you? Here we go. Let's go all the way down, and all the way down, and all the way down, and all the way down. And everything, all of that is, could we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes, and could we just choose that now? Yeah, and let's just integrate that space for a moment here. Integrate that space for a moment here. Integrate that space for a moment here. You guys, there's so much of us that we have hidden. Whether it was we gave our power away, we couldn't access that because we just couldn't be that space. I mean, that's a whole nother paradigm. You know, there's so much of us that when we were existing here in this third dimension, that we just literally couldn't access because it was too much magic. I mean, if you really truly were the magical being that you truly are, you would have called bull crap on this reality a long time ago. You know, and we've had to give our capacities, our power, our control away because that was the only way that we could continue to exist here in this reality. Yeah, and if you're done with that, if you're really truly ready to step back into the true space of who you be, the true magical being that you be, let's just claim and own it right now. Claim and own it right now. Claim and own it right now. Let's just invoke that energy all the way through. All the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. And everything that doesn't allow that for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. It's really time. It's time for us to claim and own our magical capacities. It's time to claim and own all of these hidden things about ourselves that we have given away, that we have released, that we have hidden within our energy, space, and consciousness. It's time to reclaim and re-own that. You know, in the portal, one of the calls I did was, you know, who is keeping you hidden? And, you know, the who for me is not just the outside things, but the inside things as well, right? Whether it's yourself, whether it's even people that you've been in this lifetime with or lifetimes before. You know, when I looked at the who, it was like there was so many people I was even hiding for now still. Right? Oh, well, I can't say that because I might hurt their feelings, or, you know, being a facilitator and doing this radio show. And there's so many things, there's so many people I was still kind of protecting, if you will. And as I kind of tear apart this in myself, I have kind of made a, not kind of, I have made a demand of me that I will no longer be hiding. I'm going to get out there and I'm going to share these magical abilities that I be with the world, and I'm going to help other people really claim and own their own, because it's time. There's no more hiding for us. It's time that we embrace who we truly be. No matter who's tried to keep us down in this reality, no matter who's came in and said, you can't be that, you can't choose that, you can't access that, no matter who's beat or abused us in this lifetime and told us that we had to be small and that you know, we really truly couldn't have the space of joy and ease that we truly be, I'm claiming and owning it. I want you to come with me. I want you to be with me. I want you to let's do this together. No one should have to do this alone. So for the month of July, through the whole month, I have decided that I'm going to be running a special. Everyone who is currently in the Expand Your Reality Institute and everyone who signs up for the month of July, I'm going to be doing some drawings throughout the month. And so I was looking at how many I'm going to do, but I think I'm probably going to do one once a week, starting with, just look at the dates here, starting with, I'm going to do the first one on July 12th. I'm going to do it on the 19th, and I'm going to do it on the 26th. When you register for the Expand Your Reality Institute, which is only $36 a month, you can be registered to enter a contest where you can get a free session with me. So on the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th, I'm going to do a drawing where I will choose one person who is in the membership to have a free session with me. So when you join the Institute this month, if you join soon, you can literally have three different possibilities of having a session with me. And then I think at the end of the month, I'm going to do something special. I haven't quite decided what that is yet. Maybe it looks like two sessions with me. Maybe that looks like something else additional. I'm going to have to really give that some thought. But I have some big goals for Expand Your Reality Institute, and I really need more people in there. The more people that are in there, the more energies I have available to work with. When you join, basically, it brings the energy of you in there. So then when I'm looking at what people require in this world, I can look at, not necessarily that I'm looking particular at you, but it adds an energy. And when I'm aware of an energy, regardless of who it's coming from, that just helps me to clear. And as we clear more and more and more, we give ourselves more and more freedom. So again, that's expandyourrealityinstitute.com. So for the whole month of July 2019, when you enter, there will be three different times where I'll be doing a drawing for a free session with me. So when you enter, I will do a drawing and you may win a free session with me. So let's really, truly join me in the Institute. Let's get this rolling. Right now, I am about 15 or so people away from my very first goal. And then I have another goal that I really wanted to reach. Once we get these people in there, it's really going to add a new energy. It's really going to allow us all to expand. So let's go beyond the limitations and let's really get into having the freedom that we desire, having the space of ease, and really truly becoming the master of our reality. Yeah, so everything that doesn't allow that for us, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of our universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. And don't forget, I have the hidden audios in there, and I'm going to keep adding energies around being hidden and hiding in the portal all month this month. So right now, there is some audios in there that are some kind of deep clearing who or what is keeping you hidden. Listen to those when you sign up and really start expanding beyond the things that are keeping you hidden in this reality. So thank you so much for listening to me today. I hope you enjoyed our show. And please, I love the feedback that I get. I was just reading some emails last night. Thank you so much for what you've been saying. And if you would like to reach out to me, you can, again, on my website, www.jamie-bates.com, or you can actually connect to me on Expand Your Reality on Facebook as well. So thank you so much for listening to me, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening.